Shalom Aleichem. Oh, that's a little too right. Okay. Okay. Good to see you. Pardon me. You can tell it's a long night. Let's take a look. Parshas Vayeshev. The story of Yosef, his brothers. The saga begins. And will continue with us, I guess to the end of days. But let's see its relationship also to Hanukkah as well. Mitzvah Shem. Medrash says on the pasuk, "Vinei kama ulumasi v'gam nitzav." Remember the first dream of Yosef. He describes to his brothers. Right? The gathering in the sheaves in the field. Yosef's sheaf rises, and then all of the other brothers' sheaves that were surround and bow. Medrash brings down v'nei kama alu masi v'gam nitzava amrav acha asidim atem l'ha'alim alai dvarim l'fnei abba lomar chayar a achalosu uman koyim le mishtikusa de'ima kama. A fascinating medrash. Medrash says that Yosef says to them, hidden in these words, v'nei kama alu masi. Elaim is also mute. And Elaim is one who's mute. And Yosef says to him, the time will come when you will, as it were, fabricate a story to tell our father that I was consumed by a wild animal. And what will enable me to survive? Uman kaim le mishtikusa de'ima, comma. In other words, the lashon of alumasi is a lashon of ilem, of mute, silence. My mother's silence will stand me in good stead. What does that mean? Medrash says, Lea tafsa flach hodoya. Pelach hodoya. Right? Lea chose the methodology of Hodoya, giving expression. Right? Sometimes Hodoya, as Raputner says, the truth is the Makor is much older than that. That Hodoya is a lashon of admission. Sometimes in Hodoya, give praise, it's born out of an admission that perhaps you didn't perceive things correctly initially, but now you'd like to rectify that. Right? That's the world of Leah. And it's the world of her children. Va'amdu heimena, says the Medrash, Bali Hodoya, those who admit. Yehuda, right? You know Yehuda, it's true, not even Yehuda also, but also Ruvain, did tshuva. Tshuva is admission. But Yehuda is the master of tshuva. And Yehuda's most illustrious descendant, if we could say, David HaMelech, is the master of all masters of tshuva, as the Pasuk says in Shmuel, Ne'um HaGever Hukam Al. Thus saith the Gever who was raised up over all. Shehekim ulo shel tshuva. He raised the yoke of tshuva. David HaMelech. The master of tshuva. So it continues in Medrash. Her children, Leah's children, right, were Balei Hodoya. Praise of admission. Vayaka Yehuda vayomer tzadka mimeni. In the Maisa that takes place in this week's Parsha, the Maisa with Tamar, and Yehuda admits, he realizes that he is the father of Tamar's unborn children. And he says, Tzadka mimeni, the different ways of reading that Pasuk. Tzadka mimeni, she's more righteous than I. Tzadka, it's from me, I am the father. Tzadka, he says, and Shemayim, the Bona Shel, says, mimeni, all of this is orchestrated by me. But the tzadka certainly is admission. David Amar, Hodul Hashem Kitov. Daniel Amar, Chor Lakar Avasi Ma'uda, Mashabeach Ana. I admit, I praise, give praise of admission to Hashem. Rachel Tafsa Felach Shtika. Rachel, though, his methodology was not Hodoya, but rather Shtika, silence. Va'omdu kol banea bali mastirin, a mistorin. And her children are those of silence, of mystery. Binyamin, we know, the stone of Binyamin ultimately on the Choshen Mishpat is Yashpeh. Yashpeh is Miloshen Yeshpeh. Yodea b'michirasa shal Yosef eino magid. Because I'll say he knew that Yosef was sold and he did not tell his father. Shol ve'es dvar hamlucho lo higid. Right? When Shaul became the king, he told no one of his being anointed as the king of Israel. Esther, in Esther, Magedes Muladata of Esamo. They're people of silence. Not just silence in terms of not talking, not telling, but as we'll see, they're also masters of acceptance. So here the Medrash used the terminology of shtika, of silence. In the Gemara, it appears both in Megillah and in the Gemara in Baba Basra. Bo'emini Rechel bo'emini Rishmo ba'nachmani Mara Yaakov shenatol b'chor meruven v'nusana li Yosef. Gemara asks, what, as it were, caused Yaakov to take the b'chorah from Reuven and give it to Yosef? And then the Gemara says, what do you mean, what did it take? We know that that Reuven did something, right, that was inappropriate. That was in last week's Parsha, right? Even if it means only that he took his father's bed after the passing of Rachel, and he placed his bed, in Bilhah's tent, and Yaakov and Reuven moved that bed from Bilhah's tent to his mother Leah's tent, because he felt it was in front of his mother. But with Yaakov's bed, it's not a simple thing. You just don't treat it lightly. It is a bed of Kedusha. And if that was his father's will, then he should have certainly accepted it and certainly not done anything of this nature. But anyway, the Gemara says we understand why he took it from him. The question is, why did he give it to Yosef? So says the Gemara, Rav Yonas and Rav Cholo Kach Lamar. Again, there was a discussion before, and it's not our point at the moment. Rav Yosef said like this, Ru'u yahaisa b'chora latzeis mi Rachel. After all, Yaakov was the one who wanted to marry Rachel first. It was only love and chicanery that caused Leah to enter into the family first. D'chziv ela tolos Yaakov Yosef. To prove the point. El shekadmasa Leah barachamim. Leah, she was mispalelas, mivakeshes, mischanenes. Please, Hashem, I don't want this to be my lot. As the Gemara continues later on, tells us that's why Leah's eyes were dimmed, because she had cried so much. Her lashes had fallen, because she understood that her lot was to go to Esav. She was the eldest of Lavan's daughters, and she would go to the eldest of Yitzchak and Rivka's daughters. And that would mean she would be in the portion of Esav, while her younger sister would be to Yaakov. And she cried, please, Hashem, let this not be my lot. Let this not be my lot. She prayed and prayed and davened and davened and cried and cried. Kadmas aleh barachmim. And as such, that's why she, Lamaisa, was zocha to marry Yaakov first. Umitoch tznius, right? Shehaisa ba b'Rachel echzira Kodesh Baruch Hu la. Because Rachel's, right, tznius, right? What was her tznius? Chazal bring down that every day Yaakov sent presents to Rachel, right? They came to Lavan's house, and Lavan took them and gave them to Leah. Rachel was silent, shtikusa, like we saw in the Medrash. That's what they mean over here also with snius. Snius. It's a fascinating thing. I don't have it here in the Makoros, but in when Shaul is running after David, unfortunately, and Shmuel Aleph to kill him. And David and his men are hiding in the back of a cave. And Shaul unbeknownst to Shaul, that's where they are. And Shaul comes into the cave to use the facilities. And when he enters the cave, of course he doesn't realize that David and his men are in the back. And David's men are signaling as they were to David, this is the opportunity. Hashem has put your enemy into your hands. Run him through with your sword. And of course, David refuses not only that, but he also tells them basically that whoever touches Shaul, right, I will kill the spot as well. But above and beyond that, after Shaul leaves the cave, after David has seen the incredible tsnius, how modest he was, and the way he used the facilities, when he thought no one was around, he completely covered himself as much as possible before he used the facilities. And David tells him that really, the Torah says you're a ben mavis because you're a rodef, but I saw your incredible tsnius. Maral says the idea of tsnius is a person recognizes before whom he stands so intensely. That's tsnius, that's what causes tsnius. It's not all about me, it's not revolving around me, but it is. He's totally in the presence of Hashem. And as such, he is tsanua. So Rachel was silent when all the presents that were meant for her went to Leah, were given to Leah. And not only that, but she gave, as the Gemara concludes, Masala Simanim, Yaakov gave her a certain Simanim, so that he should know it's her. When Leah was being brought to the chuppah, all covered so that no one even know that it's Leah, and she gave her sister Leah the signs that she had agreed upon with Yaakov, so that Leah could feign being totally Rachel. Until the morning, he didn't know it was Leah, because Rachel had given over tznius, standing in the presence of Hashem, silence. As we'll see, that's acceptance. This is what Hashem wants. I have no questions. Look at the difference. You already see the difference unfolding. Leah begging, davening, Hodaya, right, pretty quiet, praising Hashem, pretty quiet, but beseeching Hashem. And Rachel, acceptance. Says Mitzvah Semes, Nirek Yosef Zochal Idea Mechir Shin Izvaze Mehashvotim Vayavshitu Oso. Is Ksodas Pasim. The terminology of the Svasemis. Yosef was Zoche. He merited through his the Mechira that his brother sold him, that they shamed him, they stripped him of his coat. Vayadesh lo hir her achar Hashem Yizbarach. Yosef is the son of Rachel. Rachel is the master of Shtika. She, in her tzias, stands directly before Hashem all the time. And as such, whatever he says, she accepts. And Yosef is that way. Ha'idei shalo hir her achar Hashem Yizbarach, v'hemin ke'kol ha'tova. He believed everything was good. Ha'idei zeh v'yonas v'yetze achutza. Through this, he had the strength. Also, when confronted with the Nisayon of Eishes Potiphar, to run outside. Shailo siyush yuchal levazos atzmo avur ratzon abori yisbrach. If he had acceded to Eishes Potiphar's entreaties, then he would have been shamed in the next world, but not in this one. And that by running outside, he knew she would shame him. And she did. But he was accustomed to that. He was accustomed to that for some experience, and he'd already put that into his lexicon of, it's call it over, accept it, accept it. In this light of acceptance, I wanted to share with you just an Imri Emes. The Imri Emes is the son of the Sfas Emes, right? You know, the Gera dynasty starts with the Chedush Yarim. Chedush Yarim's son, Rav Mordechai, passed away when the Sfas Emes was 8 or 9 years old. The Chedush Yarim raised his grandson, the Sfas Emes. Sfas Emes's son is the Imri Emes, Avraham Mordechai, named after his father. Right? And the Imri Emes, right? The Sfas Emes is buried in Ger, next to his grandfather, Chedush Yarim. But the Imri Emes is buried on the streets opposite Machane Yehuda in Yerushalayim. He died during the War of Liberation. There was no way to get him to a Beis HaKfaras. He's buried on one of the side streets opposite Machane Yehuda in Yerushalayim, in the courtyard of what's a facsimile to the Ger Shtibel in Gora Kalawaria in Poland. There he's buried, along with the Bnei Menachem, his son. So now, there the Imri Emes says in Balozcha, we know that the Jewish people, when they left Har Sinai, Hashem was taking them very quickly, the Eretz Yisrael, a fast pace. But the Jewish people didn't appreciate it. They're saying, why are we being slept around so quickly? Hashem's intention is to bring them to Eretz Yisrael quickly. The Imri Emes says, why couldn't he bring them in a fashion that was less difficult? Well, why does it have to be in such a hard fashion? Says the Imri Emes, an unbelievable yesod. We know the three things can only be acquired through Yisurim. What does that mean, only acquired through Yisurim? In other words, you enter into a new plane. You enter into a new world. It's like stepping through the looking glass. You have to squeeze through in order to get to the other side. It can't be done any other way. It's not just, you know, one more thing on the plane of your normal existence. It is entering into a new world. Those three things are Torah, and Eretz Yisrael, and Olam Haba. They require Yisurim. It's a struggle to push oneself through the crevice so that you come out on the other side of the looking glass. So the Jewish people needed to experience a certain degree of Yisurim, a struggle of realizing that this must be worth it in order to get into Eretz Yisrael. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them on a very intense few days. Says the Imri Emes, had they accepted that and recognized that this is Gamzul HaTova in the fashion that we are learning that Yosef was a master of, they would have been Yotze, all the Yisurim they needed to enter into Eretz Yisrael. But instead they looked at the cup as half empty. They looked at the cup as half empty. They only saw the difficulty involved and they complained. The Misonanim, they complained. And as such, things went downhill from there, that we know. Interesting, a point to ponder. The acceptance actually prevents any further need for more Yisurim. Acceptance. I would mention also, there's a point here, right? Point here that I think is interesting. We say every Shabbos, Elokeinu Elokei Avseinu Ritzeinu Chaseinu. I'm not going to discuss the entire tefillah. Katshenu Mitzvasecha V'Seicholkeinu V'Sorasecha. Very often, sanctify us with your mitzvos. And as Ritzadik says, and through that we'll be able to find our chelik in Torah. V'Seicholkeinu V'Sorasecha. It has to be a commitment to fulfillment, right? Not just that it should be intellectual. Okay, we find our chelik in Torah. Sabeinu mituvecha v'samcheinu b'shuasecha. Seems almost anticlimactic. But it's not. Because Tzaveinu Mitivecha, we should be satisfied with the Tov that you give us. In other words, we are physical beings. If we're not cognizant of the Tov that Hashem sends our way, if we're always seeing only the half-empty glass, and we're in a state of dissatisfaction and non-acceptance of life's issues, then we can never focus. We can never enter into a totally God-centric universe because I've always got tainas on it. I'm seeing the half-empty glass, and as such, Seder, I'll do your mitzvahs. All right, fine, I'll learn your Torah. Right? You know, it's a shver design. It's hard to be Jewish. It's upside down. If a person is satisfied with the Tov that Hashem sends him, albeit everything's not perfect, but if he's looking at what he does have, looking at what he's not having, I'm not providing tzidkis here, and I'm not giving mussar. I'm perhaps more guilty than anybody who's listening to this. But at least let's know the truth. Let's know what we have to deal with. And it's true that our nurture nature makeup, not everyone is the same. Some people are naturally more accepting, some people are less accepting, right? Etc. More chilled, less chilled, as they might say. But it doesn't mean we can abdicate our responsibility to struggle to try and achieve whatever we can. So therefore, it's not anticlimactic to kachinu mitzvasecha, sechokinu mitzvasecha, sabeinu mituvecha, samchinu mitzvasecha, those last two things. Sabeinu mituvecha, we should be satisfied with the tov that you give us, rather than seeing what's missing. We should be exhilarated at what you've given us. Samchinu mitzvasecha, we shouldn't be one of those people, right? We should rejoice in Hashem's Yeshua. We should attribute, right? We should attribute the Yeshua, the salvation that we're zokah to, always to Him. Remember, He's the source of it. We shouldn't be one of those people who's driving around near Water Street trying to find a place to park. Lordy, Lordy, give me a parking spot. Lordy, Lordy, give me a spot. If I get upstairs now, I've only got a few more minutes to have this meeting. I'm going to sign $500 million deal. Lordy, Lordy, please, just give me a go. Oh, it's not necessary, God. Someone pulled out. Sabeinu tuvecha samchinu mishua secha. Yosef is the master of acceptance. He's always focused on what he's receiving. And even when he's in difficult situations, he is convinced it's Hakol Tova. He is his mother's son. Rachel is the person who stands completely before the Rabbon Shalom, and she is silent. She accepts. It's true there's only one dimension. We also have an ima called Leah as well, right? But let's see. Vayhi Hashem es Yosef, vayhi ish matzliach. Rachim magever kapuz. Kamod etayim v'tzol chayardin v'nei Hashem. I heard Milo Biederman talking about this. There are different perushim on this, what this kapuz means, but what he called, but some explained that he was what he called a person like dancing, excitement. In other words, Yosef was also a person of maintaining this sense of acceptance. He was besimcha, besimcha, besimcha. Fascinating. Because it's not always easy to maintain one's equilibrium. It's not always easy, right? It's not always easy to maintain one's, I don't know, acceptance. Sometimes you need achrei ha'pu'ulos nimshachim levavos, right? You need to rev it up in order to, what do you call, bring yourself back into the mood. It's an avoda. And Yehuda, Vayaka Yehuda, as we said before, we went tzad kami many ki al kain non satia l'shela b'ni v'lo yasaf odadata. The ma'aseh of Tamar, Yehuda is a person, the master of admission, right? Beseeching and admission his mother Leah, and acceptance, and simcha, and belief that it's all a tova, is the world of Yosef. So let's look at two Sfas Emesis here. and how they relate, these two personalities relate to Chanukah in terms of Lahodos Lahalel, Halal Vahodah. He says, the Inyan says the Sfas Emes, Halal Vahodah, L'chor Echadhu, all praises of Hashem. Ume Adoni Aviskeni Mori Varabi. Sfas Emes quotes his holy grandfather, the Chiddush Yerim. Shamati Kitzur Dvorim. Kihem Neged Yehuda V'Yosef. Yehuda is the master of Hodah and Yosef the master of Halal. V'Hosif Li Biur. Ki Halal U Be'or Nigle U'Bahir. The Pasuk says, Bihilo Nero Ale Roshi. Halal is a Lashon, is a terminology of or, of light. When you say Halal, you're in, bathed in light. Lo Shamati Yosef, I heard no more from my holy grandfather. The Yira says, the Sfas Emes Lefarish, Yiroi Lefarish, Ki Lashon Hodohu Almasha Haya Nire Lo Tov, Vadamode Shutova Chesed. Hodah is on that which initially I understood to be not good. I saw it as deficient. I saw it as darkness. And then I admit it was Tov and Chesed. Sharei says the Sfas Emes, Gam al vidui chet nikra hodah. Admission on a sin is also called hodah. V'hine, kosuv oda Hashem b'chol levav. I mod Hashem b'chol levav. Whenever it says b'chol levav, it's always telling us that our heart has two yitzarim, two directions pulling it. Shnei yitzrecha. Im kein nira ki hodayahu achrei atikun sh'adam gavar ala yitzahara. After a person has overcome his Yitzhahara, he's struggled, he's toiled, right? He wants to drag him down, run, drag him down, complain. Oh, it's so hard. No. He's fought, he's overcome his Yitzhahara. V'lo nidbak b'olam hazeh. And he's not, as it were, been caught in the web of olam hazeh, where you only see things superficially, you see them for what they appear here and now, immediately, right now, and right now it's black. V'lo nidbak b'olam hazeh. Afshahayalo Kamanisyonos, even though it may have been a very tough struggle. Va'az Moda Gamal Nisoyon, then he admits even on the Nisoyon. Shayatsarlo, when he was in pain, when he was confused, he won in the end, but the struggle was so bitter. Az Moda Ata. Now he's Moda. Kiinyan, right? Odcha Hashem Kianisani. Old Chakiani Sani. Psukim we say at the end of Halal. All of those double psukim from Old Chashem Kiani Sani until the very end of Halal are all doubled because they represent, the Gemara says in Psachim, a conversation that transpired at the time of David's anointment by Shmuel Hanavi. And it contains within it the reactions of David, of Yishai, of Shmuel, of David's brothers, to the incredible stream of events that unfolded before them. David, after all, was spurned by his family. This is not the time to talk about this, but he was. He was a pariah. And now all of a sudden, he's the king. And David says, Odcha Hashem ki ani sani. So those who mefarsh it, I give thanks to you, Hashem, that you have answered me. And others say, Odcha Hashem ki ani sani is a lashon of inui. I give thanks to you, Hashem, that you afflicted me. And it was out of, right, my affliction, out of the difficulties, out of the nisyonos, I became a different person. Ki inyan odcha ki ani sani shirolam afresh zayah chesed elyon. That's the extraction of the light out of the darkness. It's the world of the Baal Tshuva. Extraction of light out of darkness. Yosef is the world of the tzaddik. He's always bathed in light. And Yehuda, David, right? You stumble, you fall, you pick yourself up, you struggle, and then you realize retroactively that the struggle, right, was also good because it made you into a different person. And even when you fall, right, but you're raising yourself up out of the fall, right? Generates light in a fashion that cleanses the world and attracts other people, because not everybody's a tzaddik gomer that we're well aware of. Shirol Marfesh Zayat Chesed Elyon of a Hallel, who Mishe Mufrash Meolomazah, he's separate from this world. Yosef the Tzaddik, everything he accepts, it's all good, it's all good. Meshaveach Aide Shiroa Gvuras Hashem V'Niflosav. He praises, he sees the greatness of Hashem in his Niflos, Zay Inni Yehuda V'Yosef Kamuvon. Yosef is acceptance and Hallel, bathed in light. And Yehuda struggles and says, Hodor. Umodim Michlal de Pligi. And when you're Mode, it shows originally, when you admit, it means initially you disagreed. Shema Shahaya Nira She'eno Chesed V'Atan Izbara. In the beginning it didn't seem like Chesed, now it is. Shayach Losher Hodor Kanal. V'chim B'neis Techanaka. Shagavra Yevonim. They overcame the Yevonim. Yesh Hallel, Agufanes, their success, Vatzola, and their salvation, and in the Nes of the Neros, Hallel, 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 it's all clear. Vodohu, Al-Kolagolus Yovon. Vodohu is that the terrible situation that led up to those Nisim was necessary to bring us to where we are. So even though at that time, all we saw was blackness, darkness, a void. But we're Moda that brought us to where we are now. Hodah. Sha'acha she'gavru v'vichai dizen nizgale she'kol ha'golos ha'i l'tova k'dei lidchos b'chinas malchus yavon l'gamre li'os tikun ha'kolel lidchos dal malchios l'var k'il Hashem amlucha zeh ha'ol v'hodah kanal. So in this Sfasemes, he addresses, I see the Hallel, and now I have the capacity to do the Hodah in the past. Hallel first, and then Hodah. In the next Sfasemes, we see the reverse. Pasuk says, Ksiv, bo sharov b'soda, chatzerosov b'sihila. Toda, Hodah, and then Tehillah. Ki al yedei hodah niftach ha-pesach. V'yedei halal yochol lishkon b'chatzros Hashem. Ki shar ha-chotzer heim shtei madregos zu lifni mizu. The shar and the chotzer, right, are two madregos. Kmo shekosov ashrei tivchor sekarei v'yishkon chatzerecha. Right, the pasuk says, we say, whenever we're doing a bris milah, Ashrei Tivchar and Tekarev. There's those who are chosen and those who are brought close, even though initially were far. Medrash Yesh Misha Nivchar Lashem. There are those, like the Kohanim, who are chosen. The Yesh Misha Niskarev Afshayim Ruchak. And then there's the world of Tshuva, a person who's distanced, and then he comes close. Vizeh Bechinas Hodah. Right? Chsiv Romus Kel. V'cher pipios v'adam, beis pios, him beis minei shvachim, halal v'hodah. So as the Sfasem started off over here, there's toda, and then a person is zocha to be able to say tehillah. This is more of a personal methodology. Right? A personal methodology. In other words, in this piece, the Sfasemes is saying, a person wants to work on himself. It's very difficult to be mahalel when you've got tainas, like we said before, with regard to Sabinu Mituvecha. It's very difficult to be mahalel if you've got tainas. So you work first on your hodah. You first work on your admission, right? On struggling to see, right? Struggling to see that maybe I'm not looking at things correctly. Correct. Hodah. Right? once you've brought yourself to hodah, to admitting that maybe I'm not going about my view on life the correct way, then now you're in the chotzer. Now you're in the world of light. Bo sha'arav, enter through the gateway, besoda, right? Atzirosav b'sehila. Then you can enter into the chotzer b'tehila. First Yehuda, first Hodah, then Hallel. So it's interesting. It's interesting. In the first piece, he spoke about recognition of the events, the Hashgacha as it unfolds. Initially, you see the Hallel, right? And then you can reflect on the past and say Hodah. In terms of personal avoda, if you want to be able to really see and say the hallel, you have to struggle first with hodah, to come to grips with the fact that maybe I'm not looking at things correctly. First hodah, then hallel. It's a point to ponder. The Rasakim, Hanukkah, right? In Halal v'Hodah, right? And we say, v'Hodah z'Halal l'Shimcha Gadol. In our own avoda, we say, v'Hodah z'Halal. Halal v'Hodah, on the events that transpire. In our personal avoda, v'Hodah z'Halal l'Shimcha Gadol. It's a point to ponder. As we look at the 36 lights that we'll light during Hanukkah. Those are the 36 hours that Adam had of that initial Or HaGonos that was hidden away afterwards. He had the 12 hours of Erev Shabbos, the 12 hours of Shabbos evening, the 12 hours of Shabbos during the day. And then it's hidden till the end of days, right? But during Hanukkah, we have the capacity, as it were, to see through that light. So as you look at your Hanukkah candles, as you prepare yourself to that, as you enter into the parshias of Yosef and Yehuda, think about what we need to do in terms of our own personal struggle, and think of how we should view the events as we, as it were, stand before the tides and the waves of history. Okay. Have a good Shabbos and a lichtige Chanukah.